A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sabon Dejuai Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It is a joy to welcome you into year 2024, your year of greater glory. May you see the glory of God this year in every aspect of your life, in the precious name of Jesus. What a joy, the first Monday and the first day of the year 2024. I'd like us to take for a meditation as I am led to speak these prophecies over you. Let's look at the word of God from the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 20. We will consider this passage of scripture from the Message Bible Translation and the English Standard Version. God will show you his glory. The Bible says, by an act of faith, Isaac reached out into the future as he blessed Jacob and Esau. By an act of faith, Isaac reached out into the future. He reached into the future and he blessed Jacob and Esau. The English Standard Version says, by faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. He invoked future blessings. This first day of the year 2024, I want to invoke the future blessings. Future blessings, blessings, and don't forget, the future starts from now, from the next minute. So I like to invoke blessings that we begin to show upon your life and destiny from this very next moment. This is the prophecy concerning you, and I'd like you to open up your heart and believe. For these works by faith. By faith, Isaac reached into the future. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings. I am invoking these future blessings. I'd like your faith to be released also to receive. Don't forget, God will show you his glory. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that this new year, you will not journey alone. God's presence will go with you and it will give you rest. I declare by the Spirit of the Lord, you will have rest on every side. You will not be troubled. I declare that you won't spend your days fighting battles. You won't spend your year nursing wounds. I declare your struggle with sin, with bad habits, your struggle with negative attitude and negative behavior that has robbed you of God's glory ends in your life today in the name of Jesus. This new year, your life will not work against you. You will not be the enemy of your own glory in the name of Jesus. This year, your enemies and haters will be clothed with shame and their places will be no more in the name of Jesus. Those using their position, their power against you and your godly interest will lose their place. I declare by the Spirit of the Lord, you will not miss your opportunities in 2024 in the name of Jesus. You will have great advantage over your competitors, over your challenges, and over your enemies. This new year, you will not know hardship. Great things will happen for you without stress in the name of Jesus. In 2024, you will not be hindered in the name of Jesus. Every power, every force that hindered you in the outgone year will not be able to hinder you this new year in the precious name of Jesus. In 2024, you will not know shame. You will not know ridicule. You will not know insult. Your blessings shall be daily in 2024. Your allocations shall be constant in the name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that the wind will not be contrary to you this year. The wind will not be contrary to your family. The wind will not be contrary to your business in the precious name of Jesus. This year, you will operate under open heaven. Amazing doors will open for you. Progress will not be impossible for you in the name of Jesus. In 2024, you will not be left behind. Good things will not leave you behind in the name of Jesus. This year, you will not labor in vain. Your harvest will not be plundered. You will not embark on a journey of no return in the precious name of Jesus. You will walk your way safely this year. You will not stumble. In 2024, your life will not be wasted. Your husband, your wife will not be wasted. Your children will not be wasted in the name of Jesus. Your life will not be wasted during harvest. It will not be wasted before harvest. It will not be wasted after harvest. Your children will not be wasted before, during, or after harvest in the precious name of Jesus. In Psalm 30, verse 19, the Bible says, "For the people shall dwell in Zion and Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you. At the sound of your cry, when he hears it, he will answer you." I declare by the Spirit of the living God that this year, 2024, you will not weep. You will not weep over your spouse. You will not weep over your children. You will not weep over anything of interest to you in the precious name of Jesus. When you cry this year, God will hear. God will answer you in the precious name of Jesus. I declare that in 2024, God will show you his glory. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. Where others travail, this year you will prevail. In the emptiest of places, you will enjoy fullness of God's blessings. In 2024, your health will not fail. Your strength will not diminish. In the precious name of Jesus, you will end this year better than you started it. You will experience greater glory. God will grant you life this year. You will enjoy fruitful seasons. God will give you rain from above and fruitful seasons. He will give you enough food to eat. He will give you bread to eat and water to drink. I declare that this year, bread will be given to you and your water will be sure in the precious name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that your life will be preserved. Your family will be preserved. Your business will be preserved. Your going out this year is blessed and your coming in is blessed in the precious name of Jesus. Great things will happen in your life. Good things will happen for you. No door will be shut against you this year. Every door you knock will open. I declare that the angel of God's presence will journey with you this year and will cause doors to open for you on their own accord. The goodness of God, the mercy of God, and the favor of God will attend to you this year and beyond in the precious name of Jesus. In Psalm 5 verse 12, the Bible says, "The Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor will he surround him as with a shield." I pray that this year, all through, you will enjoy the blessings of the Almighty God. The Lord will surround your life with his favor as with a garment. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the Spirit of the Lord, God, who is the way maker, will make ways for you. The atmosphere in this year will favor you. The atmosphere will work for you. The atmosphere will not work against you. The wind from the Lord will bring all your desires this week. No good thing will be denied you in the name of Jesus. Good things will locate you. Your long-awaited miracle will arrive this year in the name of Jesus. That crying and yearning womb will be opened for fruitfulness this year in the precious name of Jesus. This is your year of divine settlement. You will be gloriously married. The Lord will settle you in the precious name of Jesus. You will not know any stress this year. You will not be troubled. Your peace this year will not be truncated. Your peace will not be interrupted. The hand of the Lord will be evident upon you. His name will be glorified in your life. The glory of the Lord will be evident upon your life. Everybody will see God's glory in you and glorify your Father in heaven. You will arise this year. You will shine this year. The light of God will shine upon you. The glory of the Lord will rise upon you. Darkness may cover the heart and gross darkness may cover the people, but the Lord will arise upon you, and upon you his glory shall be seen. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9, the Bible says, "The glory of this latter house shall surpass or be greater than the former." I prophesy greater glory upon your life and upon your destiny. All your long-awaited prophecies will find fulfillment and expression this year in the name of Jesus. Your word will happen. Your word will not fail. I call every hanging prophecy into performance in your life. I declare that this is your season of fulfillment in the name of Jesus. In the name that is above all names, everything you do this year will prosper and produce results. You will end this year better than you have started it. You will finish this year strong, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Once again, I welcome you to year 2024, your year of greater glory. Expect greater glory, anticipate it, believe God for it, look forward for it. For no man has a right to experience what he does not expect. Expect these great things, and God will make them happen for you. Welcome to 2024, your year of greater glory, in the name of Jesus. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow, the second day of the month of January 2024, as we begin to pray for understanding of the Word of God on our Ezra project at Lighthouse International Christian Center and every Lighthouse installations. We're going to be praying for understanding and profiting from the Word of God as we study this year. Don't forget also, join us at 9 p.m. for our 30 days of power. You need the power of God to navigate this year. So we're praying for power, 9 p.m. on YouTube and on Facebook. The handle for this is at Yemi Grace Man. You may wish to join all our meetings also on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget to our 30 days of power to subscribe to my YouTube channel and join me on other social media platforms. My handle once again is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week and a prosperous new year. The Lord bless you.